Chapter 1. With the taste of tacos lingering in his mouth, Ben Sterling opened the door to leave Taco Joe's on West Main and hollered goodbye to Joe Paisley, the owner. A rush of icy pine-scented air surrounded Ben as he donned his tan Stetson and stepped onto the sidewalk. It smelled like home and reminded him how glad he was to be back in Mystic Creek, not just for a visit, but living on his ranch again. Liquidating his business as a rodeo stockbroker hadn't been an easy decision. He'd made damn good money. But it had kept him on the road most of the time, often in flat, arid country where only a few bushy trees dotted the landscape. He'd quickly grown tired of the constant traveling, but he'd stuck it out to build a nice nest egg. Now he had finally quit, returned to his roots, and was trying to build a real life. Because it had been sunny when he left home, he'd forgotten a jacket, so all he could do was hunch his shoulders against the frigid temperature. His new Dodge Ram waded along the curb only paces away. Against the backdrop of late 19th century storefronts that characterized Mystic Creek, it looked futuristic in the grayish light that always bathed the town as the sun started its slide into oblivion. The smooth soles of his riding boots lost traction, warning him that the concrete was icy. In mid-September, Mystic Creek sometimes had weather fluctuations, warm one minute and freezing the next. Stupid not to bring a coat, he thought. This is high-elevation Oregon. He guessed he'd been gone too long. Climatic habits ingrained in him during boyhood had lost their hold on him. Walking to his vehicle, he saw his dog, Finnegan, watching him through the back cab window. 8 months old, the blue merle Australian Shepherd had the model of black, gray, and white fur common to blues, but his markings were distinct, his narrow nose and forehead sporting a tapering white blaze. He bounced from side to side on the bench seat, acting as if he'd been alone for hours. A smile touched Ben's mouth. A bachelor and now 30 years old, he enjoyed having a dog. When Ben first returned to live on his ranch, the big, rambling house had felt empty when he stayed there alone. He'd grown up in a large family. He preferred noise buzzing around him. Finn had provided the perfect antidote, snuggling with Ben in the recliner while he watched TV or read novels, always eager to play, barking joyously, and offering a warm presence beside him in bed at night. "Hello?" When a man couldn't find Miss Wright, no matter how hard he searched, sometimes he had to settle for companionship from a four-legged friend. There were worse fates than being loved by a dog. Not that Ben didn't keep company with women. He just couldn't find that one special lady he wanted to be with for a lifetime. Dating at 30 was a crapshoot with lots of promising beginnings followed by disappointing endings. He couldn't find anyone who truly loved animals, for one thing, and his life revolved around all kinds of them. He'd met a few gals that had a cat, a bird, or a goldfish, but they didn't want a dog in the house, or they were afraid of horses. A number of them had even visited his ranch in high heels and gotten pissed if they stepped in manure. He couldn't build a future with someone like that. He needed a down-to-earth person who didn't run in terror from his free-range chickens or pick dog hair off her fancy clothes. As he circled the truck to the driver's door, delicious aromas drifted across the street from the straw hat, which served Mexican cuisine, and the Cauldron, another eatery in Mystic Creek, which specialized in home-style fare. Ben enjoyed eating at the Cauldron, and apparently so did many others. Through the front windows, he could see that the place was packed. The menu offered a wide variety of homemade choices, and the prices were also easy on the wallet. There was only one fly in the ointment for Ben where the Cauldron was concerned. The cafe's owner, Sissy Sue Bentley. She was a petite woman with cropped dark hair, blue eyes that dominated her heart-shaped face, and a figure that was perfection on a small scale. She'd caught his attention over a year ago, and he'd started patronizing her establishment, hoping to get better acquainted. Despite his efforts to be friendly, she'd treated him as if he had a contagious disease. After a couple of weeks, he started to feel like a stalker and chalked it up to bad chemistry. Now he avoided the place. Sissy wasn't the only pretty female.